Good evening. My the three main references of my work are those three: von Baberg, Rothbard, Schaeffer. When I was reading Butler Schaeffer's book Boundary for Further, speaking about the property principle, I was struck, surprised, because he defined an institution in a very different way from the meaning I understand on Menger's line. The core of my paper is Economy and State of Rothbard, chapters 10 and 12. In chapter 10, Rothbard completely redefines the concept of monopoly, analyzing all possible alternatives meaning of the world, arriving at the conclusion that there is only one meaning which has sense, is a grant of special privilege by the state. Most of you will know more of such a chapter, and I think it's the most outstanding theoretical contribution of Rothbard. A predecessor of, here is the definition of Butler Schaeffer of institution, which shocked me. This is the three main points of the beginning of chapter 10 of Man, Economy and State. That is the main definition of monopoly in such a chapter, with its effects. There is a predecessor of Rothbard in such an understanding, which is von Baberg. Von Baberg's posthumous paper is Control or Economic Law. He studied those two main factors, and he asked himself which of those two factors was more basic, arriving at the conclusion that the extension of social control doesn't make disappear the independent and fundamental law of price, at most a constraining factor. This is the history and then theory. Also von Baberg, 26 years before, had explained in a short chapter what he called the fundamental law of prices, the market process by which the market price evolved. I have tried to represent such a process. Von Baberg studied it step by step, beginning with first with an illustration of isolated exchange, then one-sided competition by the side of buyers, then by the side of sellers, and finally two-sided competition. I use the same data of von Baberg of the market of horses to follow the market process, and I have tried to represent such a process with such kind of graphical representation. My point is that one. Such kind of representation is very contrast with the current Marshallian cross. Well, I believe that we should change that kind of thinking of Marshallian cross, which means another kind of understanding than the original market process explained by von Baberg. Here we have First, in the OX axis, we represent subjective valuations limits of each participant. Buyers value a horse more than such a quantity of money, and sellers value his horse less than such a quantity. Then they will sell his horse at any price over such a quantity. Then we have from the OX axis, it is the start, and then the process develops over time bargaining process, arriving at the end results in a market price, an interval, Bombaber says a latitude, among defined by the marginal pairs, for the four persons. This is a historic, the bargaining process is contingent, and the market price interval is historical. It's changing. This is today, tomorrow will be, in a few hours, will be another figure. It's different, such an understanding from the Marshallian cross, Such kind of representation can be used to follow also supply-side competition. When one new supplier enters the market, two, three, four. Then it's step by step, the market price interval goes up and to the left. That means that there is a larger number of exchanges, and more exchanges at a lower market price. If we take together Bombaber's explanation of the fundamental law of price with such kind of representation, with the redefinition of Rothbard, we arrive to such kind of representation of monopoly as barriers to competition with two varieties, depending on whether the monopoly's positions are predetermined beforehand, ex ante on the left or not on the right. Note that in such conditions, we have not a bilateral competition to result in the market price, but one-sided competition by the side of sellers. And then here, the price market will be between 24 and 26. This is higher than before, that it was in the free market, it was 21 and 21 and a half, according to the Bombaber data. And that such a market price is is defined by the last buyer included, a free, and his marginal subjective valuation, and a free, and the first buyer not included, a four, with we have also that if we had prohibitionism, the dry law, we will represent such a barrier near the OX axis, and then we can understand protectionism as a kind of an indirect way to grant a privilege, a monopoly grant, to a special kind of entrepreneur that is like the dry law. In order to study the effects, I have subdivided in the green and red area. In the green area, we have with a monopolistic barrier, we have less exchanges, three instead of five, at a higher price. We have also a zero-sum game. Well, the monopolist has an extraordinary gain at the expense of each buyer. At the expense of an equal loss of each buyer, the correspondent buyer. That means a zero-sum game of materialization of privilege. Well, in the red area, we have suppliers excluded, which forced to accept lower remuneration in less value-productive areas. And also, consumers are injured because they will be prevented from buying products of competitors whom they will prefer. I have written here the main direct economic effects or monopolistic barriers. And then here, not so direct effects. And we have also a call for greater regulation. Then we have from monopoly in the strict sense, an induction toward another kind of interventionist measures. For instance, for fixing price, for instance, to fixing standardizations, archetypes, it could be understood. A coercive escalation. But we have also a coercive escalation in the other direction, from interventionists, from other kind of interventionists, towards monopoly in the strict sense. Here in monopoly, we have at the first excluded suppliers, and second excluded would-be buyers. With price fixing, we have, on the contrary, first excluded would-be buyers of A4, A5, A6, first. And second, and in the other side, in the supply side, we have a lot of sellers who want to sell his horse at such a bargain price. Then who will get such a bargain? To be decided by another way, by chance, by a coercive selection. Then there is a call for quota restrictions. That is monopoly in the strict sense. The second illustration of such a view is fractional reserve. I have published in a journal, Procesos de Mercado, a model, a very simple model of depositary activity, with a Goldsmith arriving at the conclusion that fractional reserve is unsustainable over time. And the second conclusion is when it breaks, there is a call, most people seeking new, more interventionist measures of two types. One, to get new goods of other people to be integrated in such a scheme. And second, to close the entrance to new goldsmiths. That is monopoly in the strict sense. Then my conclusion is that we can equal monopoly with institutionalized coercion of two types. Monopoly in the strict sense, in such a representation, barriers horizontal. monopoly in the broader sense, other kind of interventionism. Well, vertical barriers like price fixing, or well, other kind of interventionism which dissociate benefits and costs. And thank you. Well, the final point. I believe that such an understanding of monopoly is implicit is with Rothbard more than man, economy and state with power and market. Thank you very much for your kind attention. That is the Rothbard and the chapter 12 with no special section for monopoly. And in Power and Market, it has as a section with the name grants, in my opinion, of monopolistic privilege with several sections from A to R, which are not only licenses by the granted by the government or similar, but another kind of interventionism. Thank you very much. And excuse for my English.